Hey. So here we are. Yeah. Genya Raven, you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM. We've been talking with Genya Raven, listening to music that she has performed, influenced, been influenced by. And now I'm surrounded by the part of the WMFO Genya Raven fan club.
Hello.
Hey.
We have Brian Young, who has interviewed Genya in the past, and Mike Stewart.
I love Brian.
Hey, Genya.
And
hey,
Mike
baby.
Stewart is here to my right.
Who Hi, Genya.
Really,
how you doing?
Organized all of this, and Mike Newman,
Hi.
Who's been behind the controls.
Yet another Mike. Hi, Genya.
Hey.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm good.
Hey, Genya. I have to tell you a story. Back when I was in high school. In the 70s, early 70s.
What did I do?
No, it's actually, it's on my end. I own this.
It's Mike Stewart, by the way.
Yeah. We would have these weekend parties at my friend's house. His parents would go away up at Beachview Ave in Malden. And he broke out a record, and it had an impact on me, and always has. The band was called 10 Wheel Drive.
Right.
And that was my introduction to you. And then,
really?
And then later on the drive time on BCN, you would come up and do interviews on, I believe, Mark Parento's show. And you were promoting Urban Desire, and I Mean It, and Jerry's Pigeons, and Shadow Boxing, which has a Massachusetts Mass Ave reference.
That's right.
Back in My Arms
That's
Again.
Right.
The song you did with Ian Hunter?
Yes, Junkman.
Junkman, very big hit on BCN. Yeah. And then we jump right over to And I Mean It and Pedal to the Metal. And
I'm telling you, I got a history with you guys. I really do.
Love Is in Love, and my favorite, I Won't Sleep on the Wet Spot No More, which has to be a woman's liberation song. An empowerment song, that we call it these days. So I thank you, Genya.
Hey, I was always a little ahead of my time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know. So I love you.
Hey,
I love you. Thank you so much for saying that.
Genya, it's Brian. I just wanted to say it was great hearing you this morning on the drive in. And
thank you, Brian.
You're just wonderful.
Thank you. So are you.
Thank you.
So are you. And I appreciate you staying in touch, you know?
Yep. Thank you.
Yeah.
Mike.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. This is not about me, though. My show comes up at 1 o'clock, though, if you want to listen.
Well, I might. I just might do that.
All right. We'll play some Dead Boys.
That'd be great, Brian. That would be great. Well, thank you again, Genya. It was really, really wonderful having this interview with you and hearing from your words, your story.
I wonder if we could get Genya to do the ID again. It's top of the hour.
Of course.
Yeah.
You can make her do a simple one like that, you know?
No, we already texted it to her.
Okay, Genya, you're on.
Okay. Hey, this is Genya Raven. You're listening to WMFO 91.5 Medford. Don't forget, this is where we rock.
Thank you so much. And okay, well, we're going to continue with some Justine and the Unclean. And from their album.
And Rumbar Records.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lou.
Yep.
Thank you, Lou.
Yeah, Lou.
And thank you, Genya. We appreciate.
I gotta tell you.
We appreciate your spending so much time with us today.
Oh, listen, my pleasure. Honestly, this interview really rocked. I must say, I got to get a copy of you guys doing this with me.
Yeah, we'll make sure we do that.
Yes. Yeah, we archive for 2 weeks, but Mike will help you out on that.
Excellent. And call me anytime you guys got if you need any information on anything.
Totally will.
Thank you.
Like I said, we might do something in the future, and I'll let you know.
That would be wonderful. Let me know.
Yes, be something special.
I'm up for it, baby.
Yeah, we'd love to see you here in Boston.
I would love to be in Boston, honey.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would love it. I think that's the town, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. I really do.
All right, one more time for Genya Raven.
Okay.
All right, Genya, thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye. All right.
Bye.
This is WMFO in Medford, and we just heard about an hour and a half interview with Genya Raven with our colleague here, Kirsten.
That was really special.
That really was
fun.
Okay, so you're going to continue with something about the women?
Absolutely. Another 55 minutes of music, and we're starting with some Justine and the Unclean.
All right, sounds perfect. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. And stay tuned for Kirsten and Something About the Women right here at WMFO.
Sometimes we talk late at night. you a song that would get you on your feet, that would introduce a rhythm and increase your heartbeat. I set out to write you a song that would carry you on home, that way I could have you when the carnival's long gone. I set out to write you a song, whether it's short, whether it's long, that would make you turn your head and cry for me instead. I set out to write you a song. I wrote you a song. Tell me where you're gone. I set out on the road where St. Christopher did find my salvation at the Five and Dime. He found it in a novel underneath the shelf aglow with dimming lights of wonder and the prophets whom to know. I set out to write you a song. I wrote you a song. Hope you won't be long. Now I'm no saint and I wear no promise ring, but one thing I can give you is a melody to sing. And if you want to meet me out along the winding coast, you best know it's your good fortune, 'cause it's sure a pretty host. I set out to write you a song. I wrote you a song. Hope it turns you on. Oh, maybe I miss the train. Maybe you're out catching fame. Maybe it's all a bigger plan to get me out of Texas, 'cause the West has left me breathless. I set out to write you a song as the floods carry on, and I say a little prayer for the sweet hereafter. I leave you with a chapter, a map, and a rapper. As I drove away, I heard the crows stirring up the pasture. I set out to write you a song. I wrote you a song. Yeah, I set out to write you a song. I'm good enough as gone. Give up.
but it's so damn tempting to.
alone. Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again! I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Or, as I like to say, maybe a shelter pet is the best thing to happen to a person. So, that being said, I do foster care with dogs, and there are a lot of unwanted dogs out there who need homes, and a lot of people who want that dog. So look into adoption. Okay, this is Kirsten sitting in the chair on WMFO 91.5. This is Something About the Women, and I have just gotten off from an interview with Genya Raven. So thank you again, Genya, for being available and sharing your story with us. That was just really so wonderful to be able to hear her and hear in her own words her story. And she is being represented, her album Icon by Rumbar Recordings. And so I wanted to go into my next set with another one of their musicians, Justine and the Unclean. Another reason I play Justine and the Unclean is because I had some help with this interview. Mike Stewart helped organize it, and Mike Newman was running the board here, and so it really allowed me, freed me up to just focus on my conversation with Genya and not have to do the controls at the same time. So it was really great having them both here. I also hung out with them last week when we went to WMWM in Salem, and there was a live acoustic show, back-to-back musicians. Each half an hour, a new musician would come up and play, and that is all available online, I believe, if you look at the WMWM site. And so some of the musicians who were at that event I just played, that was Justine and the Unclean, and that song was Can't Pretend I Don't Know, and that is from the CD Get Unclean. After that was a song by Carissa Johnson, and Carissa, as I mentioned, was also there, and so she is also known as Carissa Johnson and the Cure-Alls, and that song was Badlands, and it was off of the CD Talk, Talk, Talk. And then Tori Silver was in that set. She wasn't the next song, but I'll go ahead and mention her because she was also at Live Acoustic Day, and that was Tori Silver, I've Been Stressin'. And then in between there was a musician that actually both Mikes and I, we seem to be hanging out a lot these guys. These days.
Who are you? I know you.
So Mike Stewart, Mike Newman, and I were all at the Burin, and we heard Jennifer Matthews playing, and she gave a couple CDs to us to play in, here on the station, and she will be coming on Something About the Women for an interview as well. And so that was Wrote You a Song from Sunroom Sessions. She also has another CD out called The Wheel. Then I ended that set with Rachel Sumner. So Rachel was interviewed by Ryan Doyen yesterday on the Music Savage show. And what an interview that was. Really, really nicely done. And so that was Bread in the Bone from Anything Worth Doing. A couple of those musicians are going to be playing in the near future. So Carissa Johnson is going to be part of the Fenway Rooftop Sessions tonight. So I think, Mike, you were at one of those recently. Will Daly was playing. And
Will Daly.
It's a pretty nice place to hear a musician, right?
It is. They have a cash bar, you know, sunlight. What else do you need?
Well, they have music. Do they have anything else going on at the same time?
Yeah, but it's not kind of behind the whole Fenway Park, so it doesn't bother anybody.
Oh, okay, so you're not interrupted by any baseball players or any fly balls or anything
so
like that?
Fenway is huge. You wouldn't know all that's going on up there.
That is amazing. Well, you know what? Carissa Johnson will also be at Bust Out Boston, which I'm going to talk about a little bit more later on, and that's on September 8th. Tori Silver, who I played, I've Been Stressing, was the song, will be at City Winery, so that is a really sweet event there, right? On August 21st with Peter Wise and Bean. So there are a number of musicians that will be there. And then she will also be in September at Lily Pad Pajama Party. I don't know a whole lot about that, but I am certainly going to look into that, because if I can go out to listen to music in my pajamas, I am there. Okay, so Once Ballroom is one of our favorite places. They have some music coming up. So I'm going to play Miss Mojo, who is going to be playing at, I wonder if I'm on aux or one or two. Well, we'll see what happens. So here is some continuing music, Miss Mojo.
Possibilities I can't define. Planets. Sets the tables, 2 and 4 and 6, laying placemats, knife, fork, spoon upon napkin. All the counter people, she knows us all by name. A counter people fishing everywhere.
Okay, well, that little group of musicians are all musicians who can be heard playing live. On Boston Women Rock, there is an events page with upcoming events that are going on, so that's always a good place to check. And so Miss Mojo was who I started out with there, and that is that was Fly Me Up from Leavin' Time. After that, Jill McCracken, Shake Me Up, title track from Shake Me Up, and then Noble Dust, The Stillness, and that was from an EP titled Noble Dust. All three of those musicians will be playing at Once Ballroom in Somerville on August 21st. Once Ballroom plays, has a really nice run of people who come there and perform and have put on some really great performances. So I think that'll be a really good evening. And it is actually, I think that you can have younger people there with a responsible adult. So, you know, if you're introducing any young person to music, that might be a good evening to go. After that was Caroline Rose, Getting to Me, from her album Loner. And Caroline Rose will be part of Bust Out Boston, and that'll be at Brighton Music Hall. So that is coming up September 8th. So lots of good stuff coming up. I know that this is the weekend that is recognized as the 50th anniversary of Woodstock, and we did mention it ever so briefly on the interview with Genya Raven, and I'm sure that there are a lot of shows that are acknowledging this. It isn't really my genre, but I do want to just, you know, take a moment and realize that that was an important musical event. And then with my last 15 minutes here, I am going to just play some of my go-tos, who I really enjoy listening to, who I enjoy playing on Something About the Women. Brian Young is in the station, and he has a live band coming in called The Endorphins. Endorphins are good, right? So I'm sure the band will be good, too. So with no further ado, I'm going to play some Cranberries, a couple more songs that I said are just from my go-to list, musicians that I enjoy listening to. I hope that you like what I have selected.
if dreams were thunder, lightning was desire. This old house would have burned down, oh, a long time ago. Maybe an angel that flies from Montgomery. Maybe a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing, Lord, I can hold on to believe in this living is just a home. Just a free
So this is Kirsten sitting in for Something About the Women. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I Play the Cranberries, Zombie from No Need to Argue. Susan Tedeschi, Angel from Montgomery from her album Just Won't Burn. And I'm going to sign off with some Nancy Griffith. Have a great weekend and stay tuned for Brian Young, Crash Course for the Ravers.
Come home early. You come on big when you're feeling small. You come home straight and you come home curly. Sometimes you don't come home at all. So what in the world's come over? What in heaven's name have you done? You've broken the speed of the sound of loneliness. You're out there running just to be on the run. Well, I got a heart that burns with a fever. And I got a worried and a jealous mind. In a love that'll last forever, I get left so far behind. So what in the world's come over you? Or what in heaven's name have you done? You've broken the speed of the sound of loneliness. You're out there running just to be on the run. Dreadful sorrow. It's crossed the evil line today. How can you ask about tomorrow? But we ain't got one word to say. So what in the world's come over you? What in heaven's name have you done? You've broken the speed of the sound of loneliness. You're out there running just to be on the run. So what in the world's come over you? And what in heaven's name have you done? Speed of the sound of loneliness. You're out there running just to be on the run. You're out there running just to be on the run. You're out there running just to be on the run.
Turn on the light, don't lap it, it'll be alright. Pull me out another phone, I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book.